This is HPR episode 2369 entitled, Little Meters. It is hosted by Anibil and is about 21 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Anibil does a quick review of two more inexpensive multimeters.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is NY Bill, and I thought I'd do another review of, well, not cheap, inexpensive. Well, we'll see if they're cheap, but they're still in the package. I don't even know what they really are yet. So I keep promising myself I'm going to stop buying multimeters because I just have too many of them, and I only actually used like two at the house and one at work. Well, I leave one in my backpack, so that comes in handy once in a while. And there is one in the blue bag that goes to the lug. So I don't know, I guess five multimeters I use on a regular basis. These other ones, this has happened before. I'm on Banggood and I'm just bored. I should just stop going on this Banggood and the, you know, these things suck me in. I swear there's probably some Chinese manufacturer that's going, we got this sucker, NY Bill, and if we just take this, the guts out of this multimeter and put it in a different package, he'll buy it. So I guess, yeah, maybe I'm their main customer here. I'm joking, but I'm on Banggood and I'm clicking around for something. I think I was looking for capacitors. Yeah, this might kind of reference the last HPR I did when I was looking for those capacitors for the motherboard. I did end up getting those at DigiKey. Anyways, I did get capacitors on Banggood that time, but this is neither here nor there. While I'm clicking around on there, I see Aneng. It's an A-N-E-N-G. AN8002. Digital True RMS 6000 count multimeter for $16.88. I shake my head and I don't know how they can do it. So I just order that just for kicks. I'll just look at it, I'll check it out. Maybe I'll do a review like I'm doing right now on HPR. And I think what I'm going to do one of these lug meetings is just kind of purge myself of these and say, who needs a multimeter? Boom, boom, there you go. I'll get four of these things away. This took a while to get around to recording this because it takes like 6 to 8 weeks sometimes to get something from China. I can only guess like they just get like a container that goes on a ship, and they just load that up with all these little tiny small orders until the thing is full and then it ships over. So it takes like 6 weeks to get something from China. The problem is with this Aneng, within those 6 weeks, I see that other like outlets and channels that I watch online for electronics, these guys have already picked up on it and they're ordering it, and some other people have done reviews, and it turns out that I bought the wrong one. What I wanted was the Aneng AN8008, which is more of an electronics meter. The first one is kind of geared, I guess, just has your, well, we'll see when I open them. I just said plural. This got me to buy the second damn multimeter. So now I got this blue one, the AN8002, for $16.88. And then I got this Aneng AN8008. That's also True RMS, digital backlight, I believe. I'm not sure if the blue one has a backlight. We'll see in a minute. And I believe they both have auto off, which I really enjoy, because I forget when I put the multimeter probes down, I usually have already done my test and I get into something else on a board and I forget that I've left the thing on. I've run batteries down in the Unity. You can see another HPR I did somewhere where I hacked one of those Unity meters and put a timeout function in it. That actually does come in handy. That's the one that goes in the blue bag through the lug, and sometimes I throw it back in the bag. I used to kill batteries a lot with that one, but now it just auto shuts off. So if you want to look at that, you know, you can just look at old episodes if you want. So these things are still in the package. This blue one has been sitting here for, it's got to be 2.5 months now. And the red one came a little while ago. This is still in the package. We'll open the blue one first. It's foam around it. The other package is still a pack. Oh, they're smaller than I thought. I haven't seen the red one. This is the blue one. You get a little tiny drawstring bag. Oh my goodness, they're a lot smaller than I thought. Wow. This is, I'm going to hold it up to this Zoom H2. Is this an H2 or an H1? Zoom H1, but it's, the Zoom recorder is taller than this meter. These are really small. I have to imagine the red one is the same size. I haven't opened it. What kind of batteries does it take? Oh, I got to get a Phillips screwdriver, and it's looking like it's going to be two AAs. It's kind of a weird color blue. It's like baby blue. It's strange. Oh my goodness, a captive screw on a cheap, well, the tilting bale flies right out. It has a captive screw on this inexpensive multimeter. Usually inexpensive multimeters, the screws just like tap into plastic, kind of like a wood screw. And that, if you got to keep going in and out to change the batteries, you just wear that plastic out and eventually the screw is just spinning and spinning. So that's cool that they got a little, oh no, they're not AAs, they're triple A's. These are small meters. I think if this red one is good, it might be a keeper. It's going to swap out one that's in the green bag. We'll see when I check out its functions. I only have one AAA battery in the house. I don't know what I could have been using them in. I'm going to have to pause this and find some other batteries. They must be around. Okay, I'm back. I had to scavenge from TV remote control. Here are two. How does this tilting bale go back in? Somehow when you take the battery door, oh, I see. When you take the battery door off, it's retaining the tilting bale in the back. Okay, there's the battery in. Let's see what this thing sounds like. Does it sound? It does make a beep. Wow, it's pretty loud for a little tiny meter. Defaults to voltage DC, which I like for, because I'm usually using these things for electronics. AC is the select button. So it's got volts, AC, DC, millivolts, defaults to DC, millivolts, AC. It's got to be auto range. Yeah, it's auto ranging. Yeah. Oh, auto power off says it right on it. Cat 3 600 volts, Cat 2 1000 volts. I would not touch 1000 volts with this little tiny meter. Next. Function on the blue one is, what do we got here? Ohms, diode testing, continuity, and nanofarads. Oh, it's got, you can do capacitors. Next selection is hertz and percentage. Next one, I wouldn't use this multimeter for this. Here's DC amps and AC amps. AC amps, true RMS. Is the AC? Yeah, AC is true RMS as well. Next selector is milliamps DC, milliamps AC, and the last one on this blue ANEG AN8002 is temperature, Celsius and Fahrenheit. Okay, let me see. You get some cheap little probes with it and some other little package. Oh, the. You get some inexpensive little probes, but they're little probes to go with the little meter, and you get a temperature sensor. Let's see what's in this red one here then. I can already tell you get a lot more accessories with this red one, which was the ANEG AN8008. I should separate these a bit. I'll take a picture in a minute. Same probes, but you get like alligator clips and stuff. I'll get into that in a minute. Same little drawstring bag. Oh, yeah, it's the same exact size. I can already see why they're saying get this one for electronics. Sorry, I'm pausing while I look at the two. It's also true RMS, auto off. Oh, I didn't check out the backlight. I'll do that in a minute. And I got to put batteries in this one. This might replace the meter I carry in my backpack. Batteries, nobody's going to be able to change TV channels today. So we have, yeah, there's a bit more. Here's DC, defaults to DC again. I'm going to take the screen thing protector off because I think I'm going to keep this one. So first function is DC, AC, true RMS, and Hertz. Next one is just like the blue one, millivolts, DC and AC. Next one, same as the blue one. We got ohms, continuity, diode test. I wonder how it can test the diode with only only 3 volts of batteries. We'll try that, and nanofarad. Next one is Hertz. Percentage, just like the blue one. Next one is milliamps DC, milliamps AC. Next selector is, this is where it starts to differ from the blue one, which might be better for electronics. We've got DC microamps, AC microamps, and then this little function, which I've never seen on a multimeter. It's a square wave out. So right now it's doing 50 hertz. How do I change it? 50 hertz, 100 hertz. 200 hertz, so it's not a frequency generator. It's not going to do sawtooth or, you know, all arbitrary waves or whatever other types of waves. But if you just need a pulse coming out, you want to see a square wave coming out, something, test a inductor or just make sure a scope is working. That could be handy. Okay, let's check out the probes. Both the blue one and the red one. I should take a picture here. So both the blue one and the red one come with the same, you know, main test probes. I'm going to open the red ones. They are, well, they're quite short leads. It's a small meter and they're short leads. They're not even 3 feet, I don't think. Oh, but they're actual, these are actual banana jacks. Usually on these little tiny meters, you get a weird kind of jack. If this will take normal probes, that would be cool. Let's just try continuity. That's pretty slow. It's pretty slow, but it latches. If this takes normal probes, I'm going to go get a set of gold probes and see if that improves the continuity. See if normal probes will fit in it, too. Yeah, it takes normal size probes, so that's a plus again. And let's see if gold tips. Oh, yeah. And yeah, put a set of gold-tipped probes in this little tiny meter, and the continuity is fast. I should try, I want to play with this Hertz function for a minute. Oh, let's go through this other bag of whatever goodies you get with the red one. You get lead extenders. Oh, and you get alligator clips and different types of probes. So these probes that come, let me take off the shroud. Okay, you just got a shroud there. All right, it gave me different types of probes, but I don't see how I get them onto the wire. Oh, I see. You use this other set of leads, and you can make, put different types of attachments, alligator clips, and little tiny probes for like testing around on a motherboard or ICs and stuff, and you get a little package of, it's fairly handy. If I can get them out. You get screw-in banana jacks for the other side. So you can stick them in the meter and you get some spade connections and another set of tips. So that's pretty good for a little tiny meter. Two sets of alligator clips. Oh, you can take these leads, this extra leads that I'm holding, and you can make alligator clip to alligator clip out of them. Or you can make spades to... Oh, okay, it's hard to explain. Like, you can make a set of alligator clips out of the second leads, or you can put banana ends on them on both sides and connect 2 meters together, or you can put banana ends on one side and alligator clips on the other side and clip onto something, or, you know, vice versa probes. This is a pretty handy. I can't believe you get all this for $23, $24. Yeah, let me grab a scope and see if this how this hertz goes. So there, yeah, I'll take a picture. Oh, I didn't check the backlight. Let's check the backlight. Hold down range. Oh, you can range it or leave it normal. Oh, that's a strange color, a green. I wonder if the screen came out. This is 500 hertz. .600, .700, .800, you can go up in 100 hertz increments. 2000 hertz, 3000 hertz, 4000. You can go up to 5000 hertz. From 50 hertz to 5000 hertz. So what happened? 100 hertz increments. Until you get to 1000, then you're going 1000 hertz. So 2000 hertz, 3000 hertz, 4000 hertz, 5000 hertz, and then back to 50 hertz. But anyways, for such a small little thing, you got like a little bit, some function generating capabilities. So there you have it. That's just a quick review of these things, because like I said, I didn't get the scoop on them. So there's other reviews out there you can look at. I'm just like, I ordered them and they're here. So I might as well just mention them to you guys. If anybody's interested, I like how small they are. And I'm thinking I'm going to take another picture. I'm liking that it has the auto off. I'm liking that it has a backlight. I'm playing with it as I'm talking. That's what the beeps are. I'm liking that you can put normal size probes in it. And I think it's going to replace my amp probe, PM51A. I'll take a picture here if you want to look, just so you can see what I'm comparing it to. This is an amp probe pocket multimeter. It has very limited range. I think I've mentioned this before in the past when I did some type of multimeter review. It defaults to AC, but then you got DC. And then your normal ohms, capacitance. Does this do capacitance? I've never used it for that. Capacitance, diode testing. Oh, I didn't test the diode with this NEG. Let me go get an LED, see if it'll light it up. And then you get hertz on the end, just a couple functions, and it's just a small pocket multimeter. I always left it in my green backpack, but the probes are attached to it. You can't change probes, so you're stuck with these probes, and you can't really put attachments onto these probes. But this was always just a quick thing. I always had it in the bag. If I didn't have the blue bag with me, which has all the tools in it, I had this with me. But let me take a picture, and you can see. I'll get the zoom in there. You can see the comparison of all three. So there on the left is the NEG AN8008. All right, I got an LED. Just a little last test here on this NEG. Get to diode test. Oh, it's so small, I just dropped it. Let's try that again. Diode test. Let me turn on the backlight because it's fun. This little tiny bell. This is a blue LED I scavenged off of very inexpensive Christmas lights. Yeah, it's lit up the blue. It's got a 2.54 forward voltage. This is my new backpack meter, the NEG AN8008. This is a keeper, and I'm just gonna leave it there. If you can look around for other reviews of this thing, there are some. If you have questions, I can try and answer them. I'm going to use it for a while, and then I'll have a better idea how well it works. So there you have it. Quick review of two inexpensive multimeters again. I figured I'd just talk about them because I had them, and it turns out that I do like the red one, and I'm going to use it. It's going to go in the bag. I can finally put some proper probes in the bag, the backpack, that is, and just have a functional multimeter everywhere I go with the backpack, which is most places. Okay, if anybody wants to contact me, nybill@gunmonkeynet.net. I'm still on the Mastodon thingy. And as always, if you want to chat in the comments, HPR comments, that kind of keeps it in the community and everybody can participate. I like that. So I'm going to say until next time, but I don't think it's going to be next time with a multimeter. I have enough multimeters. You heard it here. All right. Till next time, guys.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.